Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Tana. I'm just trying to get some music started. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. We love you, Jesus. I'm trying to start some music.
Makes me lose my mind.
Amen. Behold, we're going home, guys. Oh, welcome. Welcome, welcome. I just like to welcome Jesus Christ, our pastor and Holy Spirit. Thank you for guiding us in your service tonight. We just love you, Lord Jesus. We love you so much and can hardly wait for you to come and get us and take us home today. Today. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. I just pray for the whole RCC church, the whole RCC and their families and friends, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we just lift them up to you and just shower them with peace and endurance and patience and protection and supernatural favor and blessings, and shower them with willpower and energy and strength and perfect health. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So as you know, I'd like to start off, let's put our armor of God on. Everyone, Ephesians 6:13, so therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you'll be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all kinds of occasions, all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That was Ephesians 6. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for protecting us. And let's do Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence of thoughts in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all their ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. And yes, Lord Jesus, rescue us. You are a knight in shining armor. We are ready and waiting. We know your timing is perfect. I'd like to welcome Judy to chat. Love you, Judy. Welcome, Gemma, to chat. Love you, Gemma. Welcome, guests to chat. Love you, guests. Welcome, Andre, to chat. Love you, Andre. Welcome, Alana, to chat. Love you, Alana. Welcome, Bill, to chat. Love you, Bill. Welcome, Rosemary, to chat. Love you, Rosemary. Welcome, Tressie, to chat. Love you, Tressie. And I have lots of brides on the phone. I'm going to start welcoming them. And is this who I think it is? Hello. Welcome. Hello. Luke, is this you? Luco.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Luco. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. My phone is on speaker, so.
Oh. Hi. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for showing up to church today. Is there anything you want to say,
Not at the moment. Just called in to listen.
Okay.
Talk.
Well, thank you. Let's see. I have 1111111. This is a private number. Hi, 1111111. You're coming up as a private number. Welcome to RCC. Is there anything you'd like to share? You just want to listen? Hello, you are unmuted. I feel like a secretary. All right, let's welcome Leah. Hi, Leah. Love you, Leah.
Hi. Hi, Tana. Hi, Luca. Hi, everyone.
Leah.
And let's bring on your friend, Thomas. Hi, Tomahawk.
What's up, Thomas?
Hey.
Tomahawk.
Hey, Luke. Tana.
What up? Welcome. Anything, Leah, that you want to share? Or did you want to share, Leah? I'll let you go first since I let you on first after that. You want to share anything, Leah?
No, I'm good.
All right. I hope you've been eating lots of cupcakes.
Donuts.
Okay, lots of donuts will work too. Thomas, anything? Mr. Tomahawk, anything you want to share?
Not really.
Okay.
It's been raining all day, and it's been just really like inside day all day. Just like moody day.
Well, all right. Well, y'all are unmuted, so just chime in if you have anything you want to add to anything. Let's see here. Let me welcome Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Welcome. Love you, Jerry. This is Jerry. Who is? Hi, 317. Maybe I know there's another 317.
Hi. Yeah, this is Sarah Bell. Hi.
Sarah Bell, you and Jerry live in the same state. Hi, Sarah Bell.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to share?
I don't really have anything. I'm just really ready to leave.
Amen. Yeah, we all are. I think we all feel your... let's see here. Let me welcome Mama Pat. Hi, Mama
Pat. Hi, everybody. How's everybody?
Good.
Yeah, I have a really powerful message from Kevin Marcy, but get everybody, you know, say hello to everybody and then come back to me, and I'll read to you guys. You know, I just got it just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
love you all.
I love you, too. We have another 11111. Hi, you're unmuted. Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Yeah.
Who is this?
Who's this?
Hi, welcome. Welcome to RCC.
Yeah, I figured that out finally.
Hello, you're unmuted.
Who you be?
Good evening. How are you? You having a good day?
Hi, sweetie, talk to us.
I heard someone.
Well, Jesus loves you.
It sounds like maybe they lost connection.
Maybe they don't realize they're unmuted. Anyway,
Jesus
loves you. We love you. Welcome to RCC.
Well,
and
this is what somebody told somebody. He was a child actor, and he made.
I just muted you. I'm not sure.
who is
child,
this?
But, all right, hi, welcome, 914. 914? Hello, 914, you're unmuted. Welcome. And 713, hi, 713, welcome.
Hi, this is Debbie. How are y'all doing?
Oh, hi, Debbie. How are you, honey?
Very well. I just thought I would call and check in on y'all. You know, if Jesus tarries 4 more hours, I will have my daughter tucked in her new home in Kansas City.
Great.
Oh, wow.
We are almost there. It has been a very long and arduous day.
Wow.
So, anyway, I haven't driven this long in quite a while. But but it's a beautiful trip. The weather's awesome, and the key is in the mailbox. So we're thrilled. The key is waiting on us at our house.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Good day.
Praise the Lord. And Jesus is with you, right, in the back seat?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I asked him to sit on top and hold a mattress down, you know, because. Yeah, I started out the day that way. Let me tell you, I think somebody got blessed today. And, you know, it was very painless for me. But let me tell you what happened. This is really, really kind of a strange thing. First of all, my daughter works for a mattress company, mattress firm. And she gets really, really cool mattresses, right? Well, there was this beautiful queen-size memory foam that we decided to take with us, okay? So I thought, well, I'll put a couple of stools up there and weight it down, tie it down to my luggage rack, and I'll just take that mattress right on with me, right? Wrong. I didn't get out of Waco city limits. That mattress had curled up, and my car started smoking, and I had to pull it over. And I had three bar stools and an end table and a mattress, and it was a fine doggone mattress. And I had to cut them suckers loose like a bad fish. And I did it. Oh, I had to, man. My car wasn't going to make it. It's like, what do I value more, the mattress or my car's going to self-destruct? Because it was just too much drag. It couldn't do it. You know, I've got a little Honda Passport. It's an SUV, but it's not a big SUV. So anyway, that mattress was curling up, and it was, talk about wind resistance. So I told my daughter, I said, I have to pull off. I said, I hope this doesn't break your heart, but that mattress is not going, because my car wouldn't do it, right? So I cut that thing loose and dropped off all that stuff in the grassy area at an HEB parking lot, and I had this kind of word of knowledge, you might say. Somebody in that parking lot needed a bed, and it's a fine bed. And I just drove off. I lined that stuff up and drove away.
Judy said
so
she needs a new mattress.
Awesome. So we're going to get a new mattress delivered tomorrow. Dude. She's already called ahead to the store. She's going to get a king size. And I, of course, I'm paying because I had to cut the thing loose. I said, yeah, baby, I'll buy you a bed. Okay, I thought I could bring it, but I was wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, I just felt confident in my heart that somebody needed a bed, and somebody got a fine bed tonight. It was in a plastic bag and everything, man.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It was wrapped in a plastic bag. It was all tidy, you know.
Oh, my. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I did a good deed accidentally.
Yeah. Good for you. You'll be blessed.
Good deed is a good deed, even if you do it accidentally.
Somebody will have a good night's sleep, compliments of you.
Yes, they will, because I had a great night's sleep on it last night. Yeah. But anyway, sometimes you have to cut your losses.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm a kind of woman. I carry on my key ring a pocket knife. Okay? That's in between a Texas girl and her pocket knife. And I had bought a 100-foot clothesline to tie all that stuff down. I was cutting clothesline, just snapping it off. It's like, oh, no, this is my burden. I got to unburden myself.
Oh, that's funny. C'est la vie, monsieur, madame.
But I missed you guys yesterday. I don't know what happened yesterday. I kind of was mopping a floor. We got our deposit back. The landlords met us this morning, and we got the 100% of our deposit back. But I really worked hard yesterday to clean that house up, you know. So I left it cleaner than we found it. So,
oh,
anyway.
Wow.
No, I'm a realtor. I respect people's houses. I'm a realtor.
Oh, yeah.
I want my deposit back, and I know what it takes to get it. So I'm not afraid to do the work because I want my money back, you know. So, I mean, I'm the kind of girl, I get those heavy-duty gloves, and I go at it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, honey.
Awesome.
We can all learn
from you. I love
your
accent.
Oh,
Judy, Judy wishes she left the mattress up in Northern California because she said she needed a new one.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, she would have wanted this one. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She would have. It was a nice one.
Amazing.
Real extra thick, you know, memory foam. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't that old. Maybe 6 months old, you know.
Oh, wow.
Had to get rid
somebody's
of it.
Happy.
I couldn't make the trip. But, yeah, somebody got blessed. Somebody.
That's better
yeah.
to give than
and
receive.
That's good.
Okay.
I don't mind, you know. I thought about it when I was doing it. I said, man, this is going to make somebody's day. But I'm not going to
sure
stick around to see the day it makes. I've got to
make
go.
Somebody's
I
night.
More to be. That's right.
Good for you, honey.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh.
So when are we going to fly? Are we gonna? I thought I actually would be raptured before now, but
yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
Are we going to fly between now and October 8th?
Probably.
That's my plan.
That's my plan.
My birthday's the 10th, so I'll bake you all a nice cake for me.
That sounds good.
We'll have birthday cake
and pizza pie.
In heaven.
Yep, I'll bake it myself, honey. Just let me know what kind of filling you want.
Oh, God.
Goes with the pizza. Somebody's got cupcakes, we're all set.
Awesome.
Bring a bottle of wine and we're sailing.
I heard the wine in heaven has pearls in it.
Oh, well,
is that
whoopsie,
right?
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's great. Oh, my goodness. Somebody else on the line?
Debbie, is there you're traveling. Is there a song that you wanted to hear on your, that you know we have, that you wanted to hear on your travels?
Actually, I like all the songs. I want you to play your favorite song for me.
All right. I will play my favorite song for you. Let me see what is. And this, as soon as it, yeah. You like all the songs? You like all kinds of music?
Yes, I kind of do, yeah.
All right, cool. This is for Debbie and her travels, but this is in honor of our Lord.
It's pretty.
Whenever I'm weary from the battles that rage in my when my sanity hangs by a thread, I lose my way, but still you seem to understand now and forever. Thank you.
years. That's so beautiful. Hello?
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 Hi.
Chelsea.
Sounds like we're having some difficulties today.
What's up here? That's a beautiful song.
It was.
Oh, it is. It tears. It's just beautiful.
It almost makes me want to hear Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
For
that's
some
an
reason.
Amazing. I agree. So
I
about
know.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Jerry's here. I believe this is Jerry. Jerry?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
I'm pretty good. How is everyone?
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
I'm driving a little bit, taking my daughter back to school.
Okay.
Okay.
And hopefully it's not too much background noise. I'm not sure. But,
no, it's okay.
Anyway, so I just thought I'd fall in and find out what was up, and I heard the song playing, and
yeah,
here I am.
Great. I'm going to read a message from Kevin Marassi pretty soon. This is pretty good.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll get everybody
him.
On.
I didn't hear of him for a while, but I scrolled off him.
Oh, yeah, no, my friend sends me his messages, and they're good. This one's for September 28th. So, but if
I'm
you want to get other people online and stuff, you know.
Jerry,
I'm
gonna, go ahead,
I'm going to mute myself. Because
okay.
I'm going to be
yeah.
getting off the highway, and I'll be having a lot of stuff going on. But I'm going to listen, and then, you know, I don't know, maybe I can unmute myself
later.
Yeah,
call in.
Yeah, I'm going to mute myself right now, and then.
Okay.
Anyway, hi to everybody, and God bless
yeah.
you, and we'll talk to you in a while.
Okay.
Okay, love
Next
you.
Trip.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, honey.
Mama, Pat, go ahead and read Kevin.
Okay. A vision of the movement of signs and wonders from heaven onto the sky as a communication from the throne room of the Lord God Almighty in heaven to the people on earth to the current dispensation. In the morning, 26th September, all this is written today, 2014, a very powerful vision of the Lord. I found myself in a place whereby I was in an upstairs room, probably a first floor of a house. While here my focus was drawn into the eastern direction of the sky. It was very dark in the night in the vision, so when I looked at the direction of the eastern sky, I saw heaven open up and close up alternatively. Then I saw some movement up inside heaven of what looked like objects, phenomena of different shapes, colors, and designs. And these were objects that were about to be released downwards into the sky to be visible on the earth. When I saw these, then I heard the voice of the Lord coming from heaven and say, "These are the signs and wonders of the end time." The vision of the Lord then ended. The first message was that was imparted in my heart from this very mighty communication is that this is the dispensation of signs and wonders in the sky, in other words, the entire universe, and the earth is currently in the dispensation of signs and wonders as a means of communication from the throne room of the Lord God Almighty of the end times, a dispensation that ushers in the rapture of the Bride of Christ, the dispensation that eventually ushers in the great tribulation period on the earth, etc. The second message that was imparted in my heart from this very mighty communication of the Lord is that this is the moment for all those who desire to be delivered and rescued through the rapture of the Bride of Christ
to look up, for their redemption has drawn nigh, meaning that they need to be now heavenly focused by embracing repentance for the forgiveness of sins and thereby walking in righteousness, holiness, truth, and complete surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ in preparation of the rapture of the bride of Christ. Joel 2, verse 30. I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. Luke 21, verse 25 to 28. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world. For the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Prepare the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in absolute repentance, righteousness, holiness, truth, and complete surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Time is absolutely over. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, is imminently coming to pick up his bride. And then the repentance prayer, I might as well say, because people are listening out there somewhere. Okay. Precious Jesus, I acknowledge today that you are Lord and Savior of all mankind. And today I have recognized my shortfall. I repent and turn away from all sin. Please cover me with your precious blood and establish your word in my life, that I may be found in righteousness and holiness, and write my name in your book of life and baptize me with the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom. And that was the message.
So wow, amen.
Go. Powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, Andre said I was raptured. Yeah, Andre was raptured, but I came back down to hang out with you guys and just CC for Jesus one last time. And yeah, we are in, once this Feast of Trumpets, I think, is officially over today. I'm not sure, more of you might know that, but then Days of Awe. So that there's like 10 Days of Awe, the Days of Awe where... that's when you need to we were supposed to repent every day for our sins, but that's like their days of repentance.
Right.
And in
exactly.
those days, it's a big repentance in the Days of Oz. You repent everything. And then Yom Kippur, I believe, starts October 3rd of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you either get in the Lamb's Book of Life or you get in the one, the book going to hell. So, you've got like Days of Awe to repent of everything, and then by Yom Kippur the third is when it's decided. It's kind of like the separation of the sheep and the goats. So that's interesting. So yeah, once this Feast of Trumpets is over, then that happens. Oh, Keith is here.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Keith. Keith, love, I know that's you.
Hello.
Hi, honey, I love you.
Love you.
Love you, Keith.
Love you, Pat.
Mm. How you doing?
Better.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Prayers have been working from RCC. Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going home soon, so everybody be ready.
Yes.
A lot of people are seeing that red blood moon October 8th, you know, is...
Yeah.
This rabbi said that whenever there's two red blood moons
mm-hmm.
in a year, it's really bad, like mega bad.
Ooh.
He said the first one is a sign of war. The second one, he says, is a historical event, which means it's going to be a big deal for Israel.
Yeah.
So expect all chaos to break loose on October. But remember, God's also been a couple months behind because the red blood moon was in April. But nothing went down south until what? Wasn't it? When did the war start? Was it July or something? Or June? Or,
yeah, not long ago.
Okay, so it was a couple months delay. So I'm kind of expecting, may not be, but I'm kind of expecting that October 8th to be a couple months delay. Maybe around Christmas all hell will break loose.
Wow.
Or January. But it could also have been, but he says it'll be a historical event. He says it's really, really bad when two happen in the same year.
Wow.
We already know the Shemitah year is starting too,
right.
So we know that all bad stuff will happen from this year to next year. The Bible codes say that for sure the rapture and the tribulation will occur in 2015. Remember, Israel is in 2015 right now, okay?
Right.
Because this is their
wow.
new year. So the Bible quotes all say that. Mm-hmm. It talks about a war with the United States, all kinds of stuff, horrible stuff. Ebola, all kinds of crazy stuff. So the horsemen are riding, the martyrs are doing their thing, and then we've got this seal, which is probably going to happen in this year. There will be economic collapse towards the end of the year, but there's already going to be also at the start of the year. So this year starting, which is, I mean, I don't know, people in RCC can call it any year they want, but the Hebrew year is 2015 right now, 5775. And this is what's
wow.
starting the economic collapse. It's the horsemen, the Ebola, the Antichrist, all this stuff is it's the war. So all this stuff will get really bad.
Wow.
The
you guys got to hear this. I went to the little Strong concordance or whatever, and I typed in 5775. Well,
okay.
I think that's 5774 because someone said this last year, so I checked it out myself. I typed in 5774, and like in the Hebrew part, it says 5775 means to take flight.
Wow.
I know.
Sounds good.
So ready.
Wow.
What is say? I didn't hear that.
It said to take flight. Like
oh,
as
wow.
a clock
wow.
or
wow.
Yeah. You know what, actually you guys can keep talking. I'm gonna pull this up so I can read it verbatim.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I'd like to hear those words with the flight and fly in them.
Oh
well,
yeah,
I
know.
Together tonight, so I'm gonna be able to stay
I
on
like
the
those
air.
Words. Those are good words.
Those are good words for now.
Day
coming by later to we have a little
come get us.
Stay and later are potty words.
Tonight we're having like a little game night. Tom's going to come over and we're going to have a little game night. Since tomorrow we're moving, so I probably won't be online.
Oh, you are moving?
Yeah, tomorrow we're moving to the new place in Burbank, a friend's place that I've known on YouTube for a while. I've helped her with discernment
oh,
and stuff. She has a house in Burbank. So just pray that everything goes smooth because the woman that lives there is a little bit cuckoo. So we're just going to have to... We need God to make sure that everything goes smooth in that household. It's a really
yeah,
nice
so
Burbank house from the 50s.
For
so
yeah.
She said we can stay there for 90 days until we find a place. So but just
wow.
pray it goes smooth that we can stay longer than 90 days and that the cuckoo
who's
woman will
be. Who's
going to
be here for 90 days, Keith?
I know. Thank you, Pat. So, thank you, Pat.
No one is
here.
Right.
You guys.
Okay.
Five, 775. It
huh?
says... A bird, as covered with feathers, or rather as covered with wings, often, collectively, it says, a bird that flieth, flying.
Wow.
That's what it says for 5775.
Beautiful. Everything's coming together. I mean, how else could you interpret everything that everyone's getting all over the world and the signs of the times and stuff like that, you know, the number fly? I mean, it's just right in our face.
Yeah, the fact that, like, this Shemitah prophecy thing kind of came out of nowhere to me. Like, I hadn't even heard of it last year, and it just comes up out of nowhere, and literally everything is lining up, and I can't imagine anything being out of the equation as of now, prophetically.
Right.
It's, like, right
it's like,
here, everything.
It's
like,
right here.
Lined up.
Yes. So many people are getting this. I mean, it's right in our face, like I say. It's right in our face. So just be ready, have faith, and don't get stressed out, and just trust God. His ways are not our ways are not his. We're not going to understand everything. We're not going to get our head around everything, but we're going to trust him because we love him, and he knows we love him. This church is so special to God because we love from the heart sincerely. We trust him completely. We listen to the Holy Spirit within us. You know, we're crazy lovers, and that's what he wants, is crazy lovers in this day and age. He's got them. Coconut banana group here, he's got us. He knows. He knows our hearts, and he knows we want to be with him. So don't get stressed out about anything. Just every day, you know, be his love, be his smile, be cheerful, love the ones around you. If you can talk about him, do that. If you can preach him, do that. You know, but most of all, say you love me. I love you, I trust you, and you've got everything in control, and I'm going to trust that. I may not understand everything, but then, I mean, who can understand God anyway, you know, in his powerful ways? But we trust
right.
him. And one day, as Judy said, poof, you know, when we're up there, We'll understand in a second. You know, oh, okay, that makes sense. And now I understand, you know. So we have to give him that trust right now where we don't see, you know, clearly. You know, we're looking through rose-tinted glasses. Maybe they're not so rosy. But we have to trust. God is good. God is pure. God is love. God has us in his hands. He's going to take care of us no matter what. We have to honor him and say, Jesus, I trust you. I know you've got it all handled, you know, and you've got us in your hands. And when we're going to go, we're going to go. And if we're here, we're going to still bring forth other souls for you and do the Father's will for the kingdom of God on earth. Whatever, you know, I have peace. I've had what is the better day that I've ever had. My daughter is behaving better. You know, we even prayed together. So,
right.
I wanted to throw dishes and slam doors, and God said don't, and I didn't. I obeyed him, and he's blessed me all day. I mean, so many blessings today. This is one of the most peaceful days I have ever had in such a long time. So many things just gelled together. And I go to Mass and Communion, and I put all you guys in my heart when I received Jesus, and I said, Jesus, just bless RCC. I said, this is such a beautiful group of people. I was in the kitchen earlier, and I was talking to him. I says, you know, we're so blessed, but I said, I hope you feel blessed, too, that you have us, because you really have us. We are yours. And I said, you know, we love you.
Amen.
Crazy. And I said, you know where we're coming from, and we just trust you. And this is what he wants in this day and age, because 90% of the world, who knows, but he's got that 10% that are crazy about him, and that 10%'s making up for all the other garbage going on, you know, that we're true lovers of Christ. We're not perfect. We're not, you know, but he knows our hearts, that we are totally surrendered and trusting, and we are his. We are his. That's what he wants, and that's what he knows. So be at peace, guys. You know, he's got it. He's got it, and we got him. So don't get nuts about stuff. You know.
Don't
let anything bother you. Don't let anything bother you. Just talk to him. Talk to him. If you have frustrations, whatever. Just have a chat with your dad, you know. Like Judy says, talk to your daddy. Talk to your daddy. Just tell him, you know. And he's listening, and maybe not that minute he's going to give you an answer, but down the road somewhere, even that day or that hour, all of a sudden you're going to get your answer. You know, like somebody was saying, like they prayed, and then it was like later they got the answer. It was like they were so surprised. But he does that, you know. He's full of surprises. He's full of love, and he wants to be family. He wants to be the family with us, you know. And he's got us. He knows he's family with us. That's why we can be so free with him, where everybody is like scratching their heads and looking at us like we're a bunch of nutcases. But we're not. We're the ones who are really loving him like he wants to be loved. We've caught on, you know. We've caught on to this, that he just wants us totally ourselves and just be ourselves with him, you know. Like, it's hard to put into words. I know what I'm trying to say. But just be sincere and childlike and loving with him. And as long as he sees that sincerity within you, remember, he's looking at the intentions of everything, not what you said or did or the act. He's looking, why? Does this honor me? Did this help your neighbor, your family? Does this give me glory? Are you trying to be another Jesus Christ? That's what he's looking for in us. And that's what he's finding for the most part, because we do, and he sees
that.
And
ask for forgiveness.
We're not perfect. He knows that.
Being creative,
but
perfect.
He knows we love him sincerely. He knows that. That's what he wants. That's what he's got. You know, we're a crazy group, but boy, you know, he knows we love him. You know, when I read He and I mean, when this book came out, it was almost like a scandal, because he said, I warn you, he says, no one's going to believe in all the love in this book. And I see us as a He and I family. We are the living example of what that book is, of how he wants us to be family and free with him and trusting him and talking to him and listening to him and just being with him and wherever that takes us. And it's gonna take us to some places that we're going to kind of maybe scratch our heads. That's what God will do, and it won't be like the normal, you know, what we're used to seeing. You know, a lot of stuff is man-made, and not everything is from God, so you got to be careful how to sort that out and not get wrapped up in it. So it's hard, because then you're looking to how much is Satan in charge of this world and how many lies that are sugar-coated, you know, and can trick people. So you got to listen to the Holy Spirit in you, and if something you think is like, oh, this is great, well, he's going to tell you, no, it isn't great, because this is the real truth behind it, and if you get it, you get get suckered into this, you're going to go down the wrong way. So the Holy Spirit will correct you or show you what's right and what's wrong. And the enemy's very crafty, so you really got to have the Holy Spirit within you to know the truth of God, especially today, because the enemy is so tricky, and he sugarcoats everything, my dears. He sugarcoats everything. Oh, be careful. Be careful. He's an angel. He's a false angel, you know. He appears as a false angel. And just, you have at the slightest question about anything, Holy Spirit, you know, inspire me. What is this? And he will. He will. That's the trust we have in God, that he will guide us always because we are his. And not as the world gives peace, only as God gives peace. Don't expect the world to give you anything but a headache for the most part, because the world, you know, is belonging to the enemy. He thinks his time is short. I don't know whether he realizes it or not, you know, but it is. It's very short. And he's going to go around like a lion with padded feet and going to try to collect all he can and get everyone he can. That's why you've got to have devotion to the Holy Spirit and ask, what about this? I'm not feeling too good about that. What do you think about this? And he will tell you. If your prayer is sincere, you will hear from the Holy Spirit. You will. You've got to trust that. And you've got to have that today. It's so crazy. Now, I was reading about ISIS, and they're saying there's like 50 nations now that are against ISIS, which is great, but our government just said they didn't realize the scope of the challenge, that this group is so whatever, that it's gonna take probably boots on the ground, I'm sure, if they're going to defeat it. And all those 50 countries are going to have to put the boots on the ground and go door to door and either convert them or take them out, you know, because they're getting too powerful and too crazy. And all these airstrikes are not cutting it. They're not. They're doing some damage, but it's not getting to the core of how really to take care of the problem. Let's put it that way. Yeah. It's very serious. And then Ebola's run loose. I mean, Sierra Leone, I mean, they've got, I mean, it's nuts. They can't. It's just, it's out of control, you know. So it's, got to fly soon. Oh, dear God. It's
yeah.
It's
so, I was going to, we haven't done communion for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do some communion. Hi, and I have some new people in chat. Hi, welcome, Jim. Welcome, Ben. Welcome, Lala. Welcome, let's see, who's Bill. Welcome, Roman. Welcome, Tressie. We love you all. Let's see, anyone
love
after
you.
Tressie? Love you all. All right. Yeah, so, Lord Jesus, we ask for forgiveness of all our sins. Forgive us of all our sins. Forgive us when we know what we do. Forgive us when we know what we say. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice you paid on the cross for our salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being beaten and scourged and abused and spit upon for us. And we just thank you for your bloodshed on the cross. So everyone get your air communion things ready, or you can do the real thing. All right, so this, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and after he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So everyone take your bread. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing your body to take our sin. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing our body to take, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for telling your body to take our oppression, our disease, our sickness, our infirmities, and take it onto your body for us. So everyone take your bread, break it, and eat your bread. Thank you, Jesus. And in the same way, this after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is a cup in the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your bloodshed on the cross, the ultimate price you paid for us, that your blood has washed away all our sin, all our transgressions, and all our iniquities. Thank you, we are cleansed by your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone, take your amen and take your drink of your cup. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We love you so much, and we can hardly wait for you to come and take us home. Now let me play a song in your honor.
can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
Jesus, just running into your arms the first time I see you and just staying in your arms forever and having you put your arms around me and hold me and never let me go and tell me you love me forever. We love you, Jesus. RCC, we love you here. We can't wait for you to come take us home. Take us home to be with you for eternity.
I have some scripture here. Would it be all right if I just read a couple of things? Yeah. Okay. This is from John 14, 15, 17, and I want Galatians, and then just a little paragraph. If you love me and obey the commands I give you, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete, to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, since it neither sees him nor recognizes him. But you can recognize him, because he remains with you, and he is within you, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I have told you. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, endurance, kindness, generosity, faith, mildness, and chastity. Against such there is no law. Live in the Spirit. Always act with love and compassion. Never act out of rivalry or of conceit. Stress what unites rather than what divides. The Holy Spirit wants unity, not dissension. So I thought I'd read that to you.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
My joy.
I unmuted you, Jerry. Do you want me to mute? Okay, I'm muting him. Hey, 985.
Hello.
Is this Ben?
Yeah, it's Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Got off work. It's raining outside, so I was trying to hold off as much as I can before I called in. But, hey, glad to be here.
We love you. Love you, Ben.
Love you, Ben.
I'm excited.
What's up? What do you want? You want to share anything?
I'm just excited because the Lord's coming back soon. I posted a link earlier in the chat. Whenever the show's over with, if somebody wants to see it, I'll post it again. Some guy talking about, and I didn't get to see it. I only got to see like a minute's worth of it, and I had to go. But Feast of Trumpets might actually still be going on. I didn't even know it could be postponed for so long. Like, he was talking about it could be postponed for a long time. He might have been joking, but I don't know. Anyway, the guy was saying some other stuff about something happening on the third day, and he's like, the third day of the week is Tuesday, and Tuesday is going to be the last day of this month. Who knows, God? The Lord might wait till the last day of this month to take us home. So, but either way, we all know it's soon, so I'm all excited about it.
Yeah, amen. It is soon,
amen.
Like seconds, moments away.
Yes.
I can hardly wait. I actually am going to read a scripture passage as well, another one. It's one I like a lot. It's Ephesians 1, actually. It's praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given in us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put in effect when times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Ephesians 1, 3 through... 3 through 14. I'm going to end pretty soon, but we'll just say, Spirit of the Bride, say come. If the bride's on a channel a little longer,
come get us.
We'll go on a podcast. Spirit of the Bride and the Bride, say come.
Come
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Jesus. We love you.
Come down.
I got this in my scripture flip today. Revelations, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb is come, and the bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, she was given to wear. Yay, praise you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. We love you. I'm going to play We're Coming Home to You. This is my theme song for you. We're coming home. As soon as I can find it. Here we go. We're coming home, Lord.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate,
Amen.
We're coming home, Lord Jesus. We're coming home. Thank you. We love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. We love you at RCC. We praise you. We worship you. We praise you. We worship you. All right, we're in podcast. Does anyone else have anything to say? Anyone want to say anything?
One of my favorite lines in that song is "No matter what it takes," because, you know, I just keep thinking about, you know, this is what I think about a lot. Like when I think about persecution and struggles and things, like when Jesus was on the cross, he didn't even utter a word. Like while they're like beating him apart, like just tearing his skin apart and everything, like he didn't utter one word. Like the things he went through in the spiritual was a lot worse than the physical. Can you imagine how much strength that took? Like, that's what I think about all the time. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know? And that kind of, you know.
Yeah, Jesus is our warrior. He's strong. And into that, I saw a bumper sticker, which I really loved. It was from the UFC, and it said, Jesus, in UFC, you know, they tap out if they give up, if they're getting hurt or something's going to be broken. So they tap out. Well, there was a bumper sticker that said, Jesus didn't tap out.
Yeah.
Meaning Jesus didn't give up. He, even though he was being, like you said, beaten and abused, he just did it, you know, with peace. He knew he had to do it. He was doing it because he loved us. And he knew that was the only way to get us home, is if he shed his blood for us. So we thank you, Jesus, for that ultimate price you paid. Amazing. You are our warrior. You are our King of kings. You are our Lord of lords. And because of you, we have been forgiven. All our sins have been washed away because of your strength. And you are a knight in shining armor coming to rescue us at any moment. So thank you, Jesus. We love you. And thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus to be the sacrifice, the unblemished lamb for us. We thank you, Father God. Mm-hmm. We love you. We love you, Holy Spirit. Anyone else want to say anything? Thanks for sharing that. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great.
Anyone else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have Lana. I don't think I read this one. If you guys want to hear it, it's a new one. It's about the lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring. I'm not sure I read this or not. I don't know. But, you know, if somebody else wants to talk about something else.
Want to talk about
please.
Something? Otherwise, we'll leave
yeah,
with Mama Pat
back.
Reading the Lion of Judah thing. And then
I don't think I read this. Yeah. Okay.
Anyone else?
No, see. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Anyone else have anything?
Can I talk about my dream?
Sure.
Yeah.
It was like, it was about 3 months or so, and I was watching TV, and like, I heard like, I don't know, I was watching TV, and there was like the most beautiful clouds I've ever seen on TV, and I ended up going inside the TV, and I started flying around, and then I went into space, and I was flying around space. And everything was just super blue, and, like, I could see the stars and everything. It was so awesome. And there was, like, these blue planets, and I saw the ship go by. It was, it didn't have a top on it. It was, like, it had two seats on it in the front, and there was these two people riding it. And I went on the ship, and I saw this thing on the front of it. It was like a screen, it was like a tablet or something like that, and I took the tablet off, and it was probably like the size of like an iPad or something like that, but it had like Jesus's face on it, and his like thorns on his head, and he was like looking up at the thing, and it was like, he looked so sad, and he had like blood on his face, and it was like so dark, it was super dark, and it was just showing how he did this for the world. And it was up in space. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow.
Could you make a drawing or a painting?
I don't know. I have, like, a couple canvases, but I barely have, like, any... I have, like, two paintbrushes left, and the rest are super, like, hard. Like, if I hit it against, like, something, it would be, like... It would sound like a rock.
But yeah, but, you have that vision in your head, so you can paint it when you get to heaven.
Yeah, I will.
That's awesome, Tomahawk. Thank you for sharing that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you have a lot of paintings with the sky. I know she has a lot of paintings with the sky and stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I love the sky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I did another scripture flip today. After that, the revelations of the first one I got, the one about the bride. And now this is the other one I got, which is pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. This is Isaiah 26. And I'm going to do 27 as well. 26, they are now dead. They live no more. They departed. Those departed spirits do not rise. You punished them and brought them to ruin. You wiped out the memory of them. You've enlarged the nation, O Lord. You've enlarged the nation. You've gained the glory for yourself. You extended all the borders of the land. Lord, they came to you in their distress. When you disciplined them, they could barely whisper a prayer. Oh, as a woman with child about to give birth, reason cries out in her pain. So were you in the presence, O Lord. We were with child. We writhed in pain. But we gave birth to wind. We have not brought salvation to the earth. We have not given birth to the people of the world. But your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. You will dwell. This is the good part. But your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. You will dwell in the dust. Wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until his wrath has passed by. See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the bloodshed upon her. She will conceal her slain no longer. And then this is Isaiah 27. In that day, the Lord will punish with a sword his fierce, great and powerful sword, Leviathan the gliding serpent, Leviathan the coiling serpent. He will slay the monster of the sea. In that day, sing about a fruitful vineyard. I, the Lord, watch over it. I water continually. I guard it day and night so that no one may harm it. I am not angry. If only there were briars and thorns confronting me, I would march against them in battle. I would set them all on fire, or else I would let them come to me for refuge. Let them make peace with me. Yes, let them make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will bloom and blossom and will fill the world with fruit. Has the Lord struck her? Has he struck down those who struck her? Has she been killed as those who killed her? By war for an exile, you contend with her. With his fierce blast, he drives her out. As on a day the east wind blows, by this then will Jacob's guilt be atoned for, and this will be the full fruitage of the removal of his sin, when he makes all the altar stones to be like chalk stones crushed to pieces. No asher poles or incense altars will be left standing. The fortified city stands desolate, an abandoned settlement forsaken like the desert. There the calves graze, there they lie down, there they strip its branches bare. When its twigs are dry, they are broken off, and women come and make fires with them. For this is a people without understanding, so their Maker has no compassion on them, and their Creator shows them no favor. In that day, the Lord will thresh the flowing from the flowing Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt, and you, O Israel, will be gathered up one by one. And in that day, a great trumpet will sound. Those who were perishing in Assyria and those who were exiled into Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. That was Isaiah 27 as well. But I thought that was pretty cool. Two mentions about the bride, or like, you know, hiding basically in the chamber until the wrath has passed. And then Revelation. So that's what I got. Beautiful. Anyone else want to say anything? Otherwise I'll let Mama Pat read what she has. Anyone else have any comments? All right, Mama Pat, go ahead and read.
I'm just going to read something from 2 Corinthians real quick. This is going to uplift you because this is almost one of the crux of everything that we go through. From 2 Corinthians 4, 8-10. And these words are so uplifting. We are afflicted in every way possible, but we are not crushed. Full of doubts, we never despair. We are persecuted, but never abandoned. We are struck down, but never destroyed. Continually, we carry about in our bodies the dying Jesus. So I thought that kind of, when things get tough, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10, just read them. Okay, this is from Lana, and she says, during worship, if I've read this before, just shut me up, okay, because I don't want to repeat stuff. But anyway, I don't think I did. During worship, I saw in a vision the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I saw him moving towards many of the people of God, and he roared so loudly as he did all things, and as he did, all things fell into alignment. Suddenly, I sensed him saying, I am about to roar over your life, and all things will come into alignment suddenly to propel you in the next level of my divine purposes for your life. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is coming. I have been hearing his roar in my spirit and his eyes burning with fire of his love for his people. As he continued to roar, the people of God began to soar. What's that noise? Rest in him.
That's someone's phone.
Okay. Rest in him. It is his roar that will set up you to soar. Position yourself in worship before him and watch the roar of his spirit release you into heights of encounter, revelation, and favor that you have not known before. He is birthing radical prophetic praise that will be some of the most powerful warfare from within his people that is paving a way where man has said there would be no way. As he roars, the enemy is fleeing and hindrances broken. Open for a greater pour out of revelation. The vibrations of his roar is opening up new doors. Expect encounters with the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Expect to hear his roar and release you to soar. A sound is coming from heaven, like that of a mighty thunderous roar, as the people of God lift up their hands in praise and set their faces toward him as flint. A great and mighty rushing wind to break hindrances suddenly and release the people of God into a new level of expression of worship that is going to birth his kingdom in greater measure on this earth. Do not dull your sound. Allow it to be released, for you are in a tune. I'm sorry, allow it to be released, for you are a tune the world needs to hear. Open your heart and accept the invitation to come up higher from the Lord and begin to come alive in new ways. You are not meant to stay in the place you are, but continue to ascend. Heaven is coming in a great descent to release upon your life a mighty rushing wind that is going to position you to sing and declare heaven's declaration and see atmospheres change and cultures shift. For surely you were created for such a time as this. You will begin to see through his eyes, unlocking heavenly treasures that will see him release revelation, provision, opportunity, and signs and wonders through your life in explosive measures. His kingdom is coming and being established through you. Here comes the new sound to shake and break the ground and encounter the King of Glory in the great fire of his spirit and love that will astound. So that was the message.
Oh, amen.
From Lana. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Can y'all hear me? Hey, listen, we've got real issues here. I took a wrong turn. Beth got lost. She was about 45 minutes ahead of me. Neither one of our GPSs are working. It is dark, and we are lost from each other. She has no money, and she's running out of gas. And she is hysterical. I can't even tell you. Now, what my plan is, I've got to find a service station, and I'm in, like, some kind of industrial area here in the middle of Kansas. And these freeways don't make any sense to me. I got off one, and I can't get back on it. And I need to find a service station and buy a map. But she can't tell me where she's at. So we've got real, real problems here. If you guys
I know your feeling.
Pray for us to find together.
I know your feeling, too. I
and
totally
calm
know
her
feeling.
Down. She,
horrible
she's
feeling.
Wigging out.
I've got an idea.
Beyond.
I've got an idea. This has happened to me before. I was driving on the highway. It was raining, like tomorrow wouldn't come. And I couldn't see anything. It was dark. I was freaking out. And all of a sudden, at the most convenient time, my car went to low gas. And I didn't even know how much more I could make it before I went home. So I totally know how you feel. I think the best thing for her to do, if she can, is find some place, a store, a gas station, and just stay there.
Yeah, you don't understand. I've asked her to do that about 3 or 4 times. She is outside of her mind. She is hysterical, and she won't do it. I told her, you're going to have to set yourself down somewhere.
Yeah, that's the best thing. We'll definitely pray and lift both up in prayer, and yes, if you can, we'll pray that the Lord have her pull over at a restaurant or a gas station. That way you'll be able to find
anywhere.
Is there any way that one of us could, like, look up something, GPS, and then, like, tell you to your name?
I think the best thing that we could do is convince her to just stop driving, because the little gas that she might have left can make a big difference. So if we could somehow convince her to, like, stop driving and just stay where she is and calm down, then
Can one of you guys? I don't know. I'm just thinking if somebody else can call her and calm her down. I don't know.
We'll call in Jesus. He's the ultimate one that can do
there
that.
You go.
But is there that we have computers by us? I have a computer by me. Is there something I can try to, like, or something? Map something? Do you have MapQuest on your phone?
Oh yeah, our GPSs do not work now.
Right.
Okay.
But do you
turned around.
My GPS might work.
Do you have internet on your phone
idea.
At all?
Yeah.
Because if you go to MapQuest and type in the coordinations of where you are and then where you want to get to, you'll have your instant map.
Okay. Okay.
And since phones work by area code, you can. Well, never mind. That doesn't work when you're out of the state.
Yeah.
I think, because I go to MapQuest all the time. I'll go to MapQuest. If I get lost, I'll go to MapQuest and type in where I am, like the cross streets, and then to where I want to go, and then it'll give me directions where I want to go. So that'll help you for trying to get to where you want to go, and unless one of us can, like, type in you and text it to you.
I've got to pull over, though. I'm on a road with no shoulder. I've got to find a place to pull over. And it's so dark here, and there's no buildings. It's not like I'm in a town.
Right.
It's bizarre. I mean, in Texas, there's a store every half mile. And here, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know what direction I'm going in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're in a fix. I mean, we're both in a fix. And
I think,
she can't calm down.
Yeah,
it's one thing to be in a fix, but...
Yeah, for MapQuest, you don't need to know your direction. If you can just see, like, two cross streets, say you're here and here. And then type in the address of the apartment that she's going to, and then you'll be able to get there from that. But we will just pray right now. We'll send some prayers up right now. Okay, Lord Jesus, we just lift up Debbie and her daughter to you right now, Lord Jesus. You are the ultimate... helper, you are our peace, you are our safety. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, shower them with peace, and you are our guide. You guide us with your light. So we just, Lord Jesus, ask you to guide them with your light, to light up their way, light up their path, and guide them to where they need to go. And we just, Lord Jesus, ask you to bring peace to her daughter and shower her with your peace and with your wisdom and with your knowledge and with your truth. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to shower her with the knowledge and wisdom that she should pull over and just stay in one place. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to even supernaturally put gas in her car or have her car keep going. Even if her car is on E, Lord Jesus, because of you and your glory and your miracles and you work wonders every day, we know that you can do this and just have, just instill peace into her daughter, calm her down, Lord Jesus, be with her, comfort her, guide her, to what you want her to do, your will, Father, and we ask you to do the same for Debbie. We lift up Debbie to you and bring her peace. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to miraculously have their GPSs both start working. Please have their GPSs both start working in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring peace to Debbie. We ask you to guide her, light her path. We ask you to help her to be able to get through to her daughter and reach her however you want her to. You are in control, Lord Jesus. We surrender this all to you. You know how to fix all these problems that they are having, and you are with them. You are in their seats with them, watching them and driving with them. So, Lord Jesus, we surrender to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And does anyone else want to say a prayer?
Well, just, Lord Jesus, dear, you know, just to help these two sweet people, and we cover the whole situation with your precious blood and holy wounds. We know you're with them, and we know that you're going to find a solution to this. If you have to work a miracle with gas, but calm this other young girl down, her daughter, and give her, let her feel your peace, and give her inspiration what to do, and help Debbie find her and bring a successful, termination to this problem. Jesus, we trust in you. You said to always trust in you, so we trust you to find to take care of the situation, that there will be a situation solved here. So in thy most powerful name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, and we all agree.
Amen,
and
we agree.
We're gathered,
yes,
in my name, whatever you agree on.
Amen,
yes,
thank
the
you.
The Father in your name. Yes, honey. So we pray for her to calm down, to find a safe place to be, and then if you can get that map quest going, you can find out where she's at, you know. If you're only,
right,
what, 45 minutes away, or, you know.
Oh, no, 3 hours. Yeah. No,
oh,
we're three hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no,
well,
we're not
impossible
that close.
For God.
I know, but no,
yeah.
we are not that. And I kept asking her, you know, do you have plenty of gas? Because I'm going to need gas before we get there. Oh, no, I got plenty. Well, then I just asked her, okay, you're running low on gas, and you're lost, and you're headed to Wichita, and do you have any money? And she said no. So I thought she had some money, but she's saying she doesn't have any. And honestly, she probably doesn't have any money. I mean, she probably doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't want to tell me, but she also wasn't planning on getting lost. So,
no.
Okay, when you guys were praying, the Lord put a service station in my path. And, baby, I was on a dark road. I couldn't see light, civilization, or nothing. And while y'all were praying, I'm at this quick stop, which I feel very confident that I can find a map in here. Because now that my GPS doesn't work, I mean, if I have a hard map and I can study it, I can probably get somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, amen. And just if you have internet on your phone, Google MapQuest, and then just type in your coordinates, and that'll guide you as well. That'll be your instant GPS on your phone.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm going to try MapQuest.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna
then,
in fact,
yeah,
I'm going to tell Beth to do MapQuest.
Tell her what's going on, that you've got a map.
We're not depending on our GPS anymore.
Yeah. No, but let her know, let her have peace of mind that you found a map and that you're going to get to there, you know. Yeah.
But we entrusted in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing a gas station.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Debbie, and then thank you for bringing one for Beth, and so that she, and giving her the knowledge and wisdom that she needs to blow over and just stay there until her mom gets there. But, you know, thank you, God, Father God, for getting them to their destination, their final destination, which we know is heaven, but their temporary destination of the apartment, easy and effortless now, from now on, because you are in control.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them, because you hear our prayers.
Right. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, of course.
Amen.
Honey, anytime.
Here, Thomas, you want to say anything?
I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Well, I'm glad y'all were still here because,
I
went offline to take her call, and then I came back, and it's like you guys were still there. So that is so helpful.
But just call her and tell you're getting a map that you're safe.
I'm going to call her
now. You can take care of it from there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, that's
her.
I'm going to talk to her.
Keep us posted.
I will.
All right, honey. We
love
her.
Okay,
love
you.
Don't worry. It'll work out.
It's you. Jesus is with you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
You know what the Lord will do, too? If you need a gas station, he'll have the angel set one up in 5 minutes for you. You'll never know it, but I know he does stuff like that.
What is impossible with man is possible.
Nothing is impossible. No.
With God,
all the stories I've heard, he'd just do it right there.
Yeah,
I know in my life he's done that. That there was something there, and it wasn't supposed to be there, but that was there for me to get some help or something, and he'll set it right up. He'll set it right up for you.
Yep, amen.
And she might have
gas
station.
If no one else has anything the Lord is sharing with them, I'm going to play one last song, and we're going to get going here. I have to go hang out with Keys and have game night.
Okay. Go right ahead.
So we love you, Jesus, and this is for you, Lord. We dedicate this song to you, our pastor.
Sure.
There's a peace I've come to know.
Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No.
We love you, Jesus. We worship you. We thank you for putting us together as a church where we can worship you and praise you until you come to take us home. We thank you that that is today, Lord. We pray that it's today that you come bring us home as your love, true brides. We love you, and thank you, all brides, for calling in. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, everyone in chat. Love you, Leah. Love you, Tomahawk. Love you, Mama Pat. Love you, Sarabelle, my remaining brides.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, honey.
Have a blessed
Hang in there.
Evening. Of your evening.
You,
yes.
too. Have a blessed evening. Indeed.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Air.
Love you, too.
In the air,
love
everyone.
So
I love you all. Love
Amen.
You, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. We're coming to you,
Amen.
Jesus. You're calling our name. Love you. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.